We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. What is good? What is happening? Away we go. Very, very excited about all the things coming down the pike today, and always grateful to have you with us here on the show. Here is how you can be a part of what we got cooking. All right. Welcome to Mark Ryan's Kitchen, where we've got a lot cooking for you today. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. Lonzo, tell the good folks of the Upstate what we're doing for them if they follow us on our station account.
Why, if you follow us on our station account, we will give you a shout-out live and in person on the air.
Absolutely we will. Absolutely we will. And finally, email Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways to get a hold of us between the hours of 3 and 7 today. Fantastic to be here with you guys. Here is what's coming up on the docket today. We're going to have our weekly high school football report with Cole Bryson coming up in the very, very next segment. Week one observations in the NFL. On a scale of 1 to 10, after week one with Clemson, where are they in terms of their national title readiness? One of our favorite people, Taylor Estes of 24/7 Sports, will join us at 4 p.m. this afternoon. And we need an explanation for the Sun Belt debacle that happened with the Big 12 over the weekend. And I also want to give you guys at 4:20 today kind of a State of the Union address. Kind of a State of the Union address on Clemson and South Carolina, just being very honest with you where I'm at personally with each of those schools, okay? Each of the schools, everything that goes along with them, you guys, the fans, just kind of a State of the Union address between me and Clemson and myself and South Carolina. After that segment, you will have no questions whatsoever where I stand potentially with your team and your program. Sound good? That's coming your way at 4:20. And can we stop at 4:40 here on the show today? I do want to open with this because this, I always like to share dirt with you guys, right? If I get dirt, I want to share it with you. No, not the filthy kind of dirt, but this, the good kind of dirt. So anyway, earlier today, about an hour ago, Nebraska President Ted Carter was caught on a hot mic. Boy, these hot mics, Lonzo, they're getting people. A couple weeks ago, it was Tom Brenneman that was saying, Oakland or San Francisco or something, someplace like that, was one of the homophobic slur, three-letter homophobic slur capitals of the country. He was caught on a hot mic. Today, Nebraska President Ted Carter was caught on a hot mic. But ladies and gentlemen, he wasn't saying anything bad. Oh, no. Oh, no, folks. Ted Carter was saying something that warms the cockles of my heart. He said, quote, We're getting ready to announce the Huskers and Big Ten football tonight. Then he says comments were taken out of context. What could you possibly take out of context from "we're getting ready to announce the Huskers and Big Ten football tonight"? I don't know about you, Lonzo, but the BS meter on "we're getting ready to announce the Huskers and Big Ten football tonight" is pretty low. I don't really know how you can take that out of context.
Unless you say "we're getting ready to announce the Huskers and Big Ten football tonight will be playing in the spring." Unless you cut off that. I mean, what else? This is dumb. I mean, come out and say, "Yeah, I said it. This is what's going to happen." I don't know.
I mean, that is about as hard to take out of context as the sentence "I hate you." You can't take that out of context. That was stated, right? That was said. That was spoken.
I disagree, because if I say "I hate you," and there's more to it. If I hate you when you do stuff like that. But what he said, there is no possible way to put something on the front of it and the end of it to make it mean anything other than what it means.
So they were recorded on tape, and Carter said he remains cautiously optimistic. Cautiously optimistic is where he's at, is how he's feeling right now. Folks, there's going to be an announcement coming up later today. There's going to be an announcement coming up today on the Big Ten. You know, wherever the Big Ten goes, the Pac-12 follows. We've all had friends that have relationships like that, right? The guy follows the girl around like a lost puppy. The Pac-12 is that lost puppy. And wherever the Big Ten goes, the Pac-12 follows. Could that be the case, or might the Big Ten go alone?
I am going to be mad at you. I'm going to be – that's nothing new. But I'm going to be mad at you because you've got me right now excited. I've been – you know, trying not to, I've been complacent and believing that they're not going to play. This is getting me excited. You know, it really is. And you're pumping me up right now. And it's really going to be bad if this doesn't happen.
We're going to be hearing an "I hate you" from Lonzo to me over the course of the show today. And there's no taking that out of context. So here's what I need you to do, Lonzo. I just need you to be my eyes on social media today. If you guys want to be my eyes on social media as well during the show, you can. Because my expectation is that this is going to break while we're on the air today. I've made some phone calls around the college football world. We expect to have this news by afternoon or early evening time. When are we on the air? Afternoon or early evening time. So that is my expectation, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to hear something before the end of the show today on the Big Ten, potentially the Pac-12, but definitely the Big Ten moving forward here. And it's exciting. It's exciting, man. You know, we only have 59% of the 130 FBS schools playing right now. 59%. 76 out of 130, right? So, look, that's a tough situation. You have 60% of the Power 5 conferences playing. And then the total number of teams is right there as well, 59% of FBS schools. And it's kind of made a mockery of the top 25. You have Louisiana laugh out loud in the top 25. You have Tennessee as number 15 team in America. And with all due respect to our P1 caller, Vol Nation, you and I both know that's a joke. Tennessee 15th? Come on now, man. Come on. So anyway, Paul Feinbaum on this particular subject says, look, nobody wants to be in the PR crosshairs. I found myself in the PR crosshairs in the last month. I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it. It's not an entirely fun place to be. But the Big Ten evidently is not enjoying the PR nightmare that they themselves created the last few weeks. And Paul Feinbaum says they're feeling the heat.
It was one thing when no football was being played, but now we're entering the third weekend of college football. Cancellations have occurred. But football is being played, and within reason, it seems to be going fairly well. And really, I think the most important thing is we are now through a weekend of the NFL, and it seems like it went off without a hitch. And that has just added to the pressure on the Big Ten, and it's also attacked their credibility. The reason why you're hearing this October 17th date, if the Big Ten can get back by then, they may still be eligible for the college football playoff, which is pretty important when you consider they have one of the two or three best teams in the country with Ohio State.
Ay, 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 ay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take your predictions right now. I want to take your predictions right now on how this unfolds. Big Ten and Pac-12, all right? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Your prediction, do we get the full Big Ten, a partial Big Ten, which would mean most schools play, some schools do not, or do we get Big Ten and the Pac-12? The Big Ten by itself, all of the Big Ten and all of its fat, corn-fed, white boy gloriness, the Pac-12 with the Big Ten as well, the partial Big Ten, or none of the above. All right, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Lonzo, can I get your prediction, your official prediction? All of the Big Ten, partial Big Ten, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, or none of the above?
I'm going to go with partial Big Ten. I think there are some Big Ten teams that don't want to play for a couple of reasons. One, because they're horrible, and two, because maybe they secretly want to get rid of their football program, like, you know, Maryland, Rutgers, teams like that. Yeah, I only think part of the Big Ten is going to play, because if you're one of the teams that votes no, don't you lose integrity if you play?
Absolutely. So you're saying no full Big Ten.
No.
No Pac-12.
No Pac-12, no.
And but we are going to get some Big Ten teams playing.
Enough Big Ten teams playing to matter. And if you remember the preseason poll, how many Big Ten teams were ranked in there? If you get all or most of those back, then it will feel like real college football.
You ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Brace yourself, Betsy. Hold on to your butts, because here's my prediction. You get both. You get the Big Ten and you get the Pac-12. And I think there is enough momentum now for college football that I think both are eventually going to cave. I think you're going to hear from the Big Ten today. Then I think, just like the followers they are, you're going to hear from the Pac-12 later in this week. And my take is you're going to get both of them. Choices. You get both of them. You get the partial Big Ten. You get just the Big Ten, but you get the whole thing. Or you get none of the above. Those are the choices as they present themselves to you, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? What do you think we're going to see? It is so much fun to be on the air when, like, stuff like this is just breaking. You know what I mean? It's just, like, this is such a historic time anyway. We have a historic election coming up in about 6 weeks' time. We've got a historic event going on in this country. But now, I mean, this is the point where the rubber meets the road, and you can't BS your way through this anymore. This is the time in the poker game, Lonzo, where you have to show your cards. And we've had a bunch of bluffers the last 3 or 4 months, but the day is here, all right? It is in the offing, and we're going to see your cards here really, really soon. My prediction is it happens today, right here on the show. What do you think, guys? What's your call? What's your prediction? What's your take? We will get an update on high school football from Cole Bryson, host of the Saturday Scramble, voice of Burns Football, all of which can be heard right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate, when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's good, everybody? How you doing? It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys, awaiting news on the Big Ten's decision. Will the Pac-12 follow? Coming up here on the show. Check on our text line. Alonzo, I need you to decode this for me. I don't know if we'll get the whole Big Ten in at first. Maybe just the tip to start with and then ease the rest in later. This text on the text line here, Lonzo. What do you make of that?
I'm sorry. I was looking at something else and not listening.
Okay, I got you. I think we're going to get the whole Big Ten. I think you're going to get the whole enchilada. I'm just honest with you. Look, guys, you guys know if you put it on the text line, I'm Ron Burgundy. I will read it on the air. So you have a responsibility to be upstanding adults here on this show, okay? We can't have a bunch of delinquents running the ship here.
Let me just say that if you get too rambunctious and he starts reading them, I will change my password for the text line and not tell him.
There you go.
And then he won't be able to read it anymore.
There you go. All right, we bring in our weekly contributor, Cole Bryson. Our high school football guy, he is the host of the Saturday Scramble. He is the host of Burns Football here on ESPN Upstate. And we're getting ready to start with both of those. Cole, how you feeling about it, man?
I'm excited, man. I've never had a wait this long. No coach, no player has had a wait this long before in this great state of South Carolina. But you know what? We're willing to wait this year, and we're pumped, man. We're ready to go.
Man, that is really exciting. What can we expect on the show this year from you?
You know, I think from Jed Blackwell and myself, Jed, I have to give Jed more than myself because Jed's been doing it a lot longer, but Jed's been covering high school football in this area for, I don't want to give a number because I'd probably be way off, but for a long, long time, he is the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. And obviously with my coverage and the teams that I've been able to watch and cover over the past decade, you combine that, and we want to give you the best high school football coverage you can find anywhere in the country on a Saturday morning, and that's what we're going to do. Players' interviews, coaches' interviews, your reactions as well. I know we have a lot of fans who normally attend games, Mark, that may not be able to this year, so we expect our listenership on Friday nights to be up, man. We really do, and we're excited to carry that over on Saturday mornings as well.
Look, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. You know, in my role here at ESPN Upstate, I see some of the numbers of our website and some of the numbers for our downloads. And Cole and Saturday Scramble and Burns High School do really, 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 really well. And that's a testament to the job that Cole and Jed and all those guys do. So we're thrilled to have them back. All right, Cole, let's get a little update from you, if we can, on the lay of the land in college football. And it sounds, Cole, like we are dialing up to old school AOL right now. I don't know if you can hear that in the background.
Okay. Should I be able to?
No, it says, Lonzo, doesn't it sound like old school AOL? Da-dum, da-dum.
Yeah, I think Cole is eating boiled peanuts or something. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, we'll go with that, man. That's good. You down with the boiled peanuts, Cole?
I love boiled. Wish I had some right now.
There you go. Coming right up, sir. Can you give us an update, Cole, on everything we're seeing, everything going around college football right now? I mean, high school football right now.
I assumed you meant high school football.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think the biggest news right now is the fact that Broome High School yesterday. Broome is in Spartanburg County. Most people probably know that, but Broome High School at the 3A level had to postpone or pause is probably the better word. Everything related to football right now because of a positive COVID test. So, you know, we knew going into the season that the coronavirus would impact the football games and football practice in some way. And it already has a ton. It's impacted us in the way we prepare now and the way that we're allowing fans and the way that the players are having to go through different protocols than normal. But Broome High School had a player test positive. From what I have been told, it was just one player, but because that player was heavily involved with the team, they had to pause football operations and they're going to keep it paused for 2 weeks. And September 28th, they will be able to resume. So what that means is September 25th, next Friday night, Broome's first scheduled game will not be able to be played. So they will obviously miss that game, an already shortened season. So that's probably the biggest news right now. And like I told you earlier, Mark, in the day, I know that's bad news, but if you have to bring good news to it, from all other schools and all other practices and scrimmages and jamborees that happened over the weekend, everything seems to be going in the right direction. There hasn't been any hiccups as far as travel. Coaches are taking extra precautions. Reggie Shaw told me over the weekend that just for, I believe, 70 guys to go to their scrimmage on Saturday, they took 5 buses just so everyone could be spaced out in the bus and not be sitting close to each other within 6 to 7 feet. So coaches are taking precautions. From what I've heard, man, all the ADs and all the coaches really are just doing a stellar job in a time where nobody is used to this. Nobody's done this before. It sounds like everybody's doing a great job. And of course, we're going to see, you know, a positive test here and there. And we've seen our first one at the biggest level that we've heard about at Broome High School.
A couple of things on that, Cole. I guess I'm kind of surprised that one positive test shuts down the whole team. Is that now the protocol for everyone in the area?
No, that's not the protocol. Because the short answer is there is no protocol that's in writing that's been given to each high school.
I'll pause you right there, Cole. Shouldn't there be?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there has been from the Department of Commerce and other departments, but I've talked to several ADs, and, you know, around the league, around the state, there are athletic directors who have told me if they have one positive, they're not sure that they're going to shut their whole football program down for 2 weeks like Broome did. But, you know, I think for Broome, they're still losing a game. But I think if it had to happen, hopefully it doesn't happen anymore. But if it had to happen, I'm sure they'd prefer it to happen now versus later in the season. But, you know, that's something that we're going to have to face. We're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to figure out how to work through that. And, you know, one player – if you're asking me, should it shut down the whole program? You know, best case scenario, if we're really protecting the players, then yeah, it should. I mean, I hate that. I hate that for the games that are supposed to happen. But if we're really going to do this thing right, yeah, it should shut it down for 2 weeks.
Well, the thing is, you don't have any testing, right? There's no testing program within these programs. Isn't it still, Cole, incumbent upon each and every player and family to do the testing on their own?
That is correct, and the temperatures being taken at the start of school are the only precautions, if you will, as far as the actual – you can't call it a test, but the students are given a temperature check when they go into school. That's it. They're not given a test. There's no testing available, so you're right. They are having to do it on their own. So that is the part of this scenario, the part of this conversation that makes this so much more difficult.
My alma mater, the University of Florida, had 6 positive COVID tests today, and they are is calling into question whether they'll be able to play 11 days from now on September 26th against Ole Miss. But you know, the thing that gives them a chance is all the testing that they're doing, so that they can isolate and treat those people. But without a testing plan, you know, it does seem like you might have to shut it down from one positive test. So what happens to that game that they missed? Does that get rescheduled, replayed? How does that work?
Well, as of right now, it is a region game because, you know, you remember the high school league recommended athletic directors to schedule those region games early in the season this year, so that if later in the season we had to reschedule some games or do some fluctuating, we could do that, and teams could potentially have a bye week or two toward the end of the season. So I believe, Mark, well, they haven't decided fully yet because it just happened yesterday, but I do believe that game will be rescheduled toward the end of the season.
That is very, very, very good news. And look, when you're playing limited games, you need as many games as you possibly can. And so that is good. But it's also, you know, Cole, I take this as good news, don't you, that this is the only incident that we've had thus far?
Oh, absolutely. We've been doing summer conditioning for months now, and they've been in phase one and phase one and a half, and now they're practicing in full pads, and they had scrimmages last week and this past weekend and more this weekend. So, yeah, for this to be the only positive that we've heard about, I think that is a good sign. Now, a key word that we've heard about, you know, because not everybody's going to share and not everybody's going to treat it the same way that Broome has. Broome's done a phenomenal job of taking precaution as they should be. But yes, I do agree with you that it has been a bright spot that this has been the only one so far.
As we preview this 2020 season, let's talk about some of the notable, some of the changes, some of the interesting little news tidbits that high school football fans in our area would like to chomp down on.
Yeah, man, I think the biggest is the storyline of Dorman and Gaffney last year's upper state championship game, where Gaffney beat Burns in the third round to advance to the upper state championship to play Dorman for a chance at Dutch Fork. And Dorman, obviously, as we know, won that game against Gaffney last year and went on to play Dutch Fork in the state championship, and they fell short. But it's very funny. It's very, you know, it's kind of a rematch in the making, if you will, when you look at the top two teams this year in the region. And now they're in separate regions, but if you look at the area teams and you pick two favorites, Dorman and Gaffney are just loaded. So we will not see them in a region contest like we normally do because of the region reclassifications, but all signs are pointing, as good as these teams are, for me, all signs are pointing that we will see another rematch between Dorman and Gaffney in the playoffs. And these two teams, man, Gaffney's got a couple of studs from across the state line, because North Carolina's not being able to play football this year. So a couple of kids transferred in. Dorman returns over 15 starters to a team that played the state championship last year. A quarterback in Zay Foster, who transferred from Dorman originally to Spartanburg, now back to Dorman behind that stud offensive line that Dorman always has. There's going to be a lot of people looking out at those two teams. And then the underliers, you have teams who lost a lot, who are expected to be good, but are going to be interesting to keep an eye on, like Burns and like Chapman, who is under a new head coach in Harry Cavanis, who we'll talk to this Saturday on the Saturday morning scramble. But there's just a lot of good storylines going into the year, and that's one of the things, Mark, we talk about. If we can get to the season and get this thing going, man, it's going to be really fun.
It certainly looks that way. All right, Cole. So you know, I've just dipped my toes in the water here from a high school football standpoint, having not been here very, very long. But I would guess, Cole, and I'm not sure if I'm right, but I would guess that Burns is the most popular high school football program in the upstate of South Carolina. Could I get your power poll top five most popular high school football programs here?
That's tough. Most popular, you know, I think it really, I know this sounds so vanilla and so a duh statement, but I really think it depends on the year, because you have these programs that go through highs. Like, for example, if you talk about Burns and the era under Bobby Bentley and Chris Miller, where they were, you know, the best team in America, they were the most popular team. Of course they were, but I would think right now Dorman probably has an edge on them because of Dorman's appearance in state championship after state championship after state championship in the last 5 years. They've been there three times in the last 5 years, and they've just been a powerhouse. And I probably have to put, as far as popularity, I'd probably have to go with Dorman at number one just because of their success in recent years. But Gaffney would be probably right behind them, because Gaffney's got a lot of hype this year, man. People up 85. In Cherokee County, you're not going to find many people who will pull for their Gaffney Indians like Gaffney fans. They're an incredible fan base. So I'd probably put Gaffney in the mix as well. You know, as far as popularity goes, Chapman's up there because of Chapman's recent success. So I'd definitely say Dorman, Gaffney, Chapman, and Burns, you know, if I had a name for or so, but Chapman's recent success. Everybody likes teams. You know, it's the bandwagon. People love being on a bandwagon. When you have success recently, it's easy to pull for those teams. And if you live in Inman or Bowling Springs and all of a sudden Chapman's winning state championships, they're easy to pull for. They're easy to root for. So those are, if I had to name a few, those are probably the top ones.
Very, very, very good stuff. Cole, I'll tell you, we're all excited. We're all excited. I'm so glad that they're giving this a go, that they're giving this a shot. I think the area needs it. I think the kids need it. The parents need it, so on and so forth. And, of course, we want everybody to be safe, man. But high school football is religion in this area, and I firmly grasp that. And it's going to be great to have that here. And it's going to be great to have you be a part of our high school football coverage again here on ESPN Upstate, Cole. Appreciate you, pal. All right, Cole Bryson, host of the Saturday Scramble, heard Saturday mornings after high school football games, and the voice of Burns football right here on ESPN Upstate. Exclusivity there, man, and really, really cool stuff indeed. All right, coming up next, he criticized a god. You don't criticize a god, or do you? That's next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, we are ESPN Upstate. Lonzo's being so annoying right now, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even put into words how annoying he's being. Lonzo goes into this Valley Girl motif during some commercial breaks, and he's like, oh, my God, you have 1 minute left. Oh, my God. And he was just doing that coming back from the break, and he's like, nobody can hear you but me. Incredible. Let's get to Delvin, who's been hanging patiently and not dealing with Lonzo's Valley Girl drama. He's in Fountain Inn. Delvin, thanks for the call, pal. Appreciate you. What's going on, bud?
Hey Mark, man, I'm listening out for another hot mic so we can find out if the Big Ten is actually coming back tonight. Have you heard anything about a hot mic? Yeah.
I am all about the hot mics. Thank God you don't have any hot mics on this radio show. God bless you for what you might hear. You know, God bless you.
I know. Yeah. I think this is what's gonna happen tonight. I think the NBA playoffs are gonna be on tonight. And right when we get ready to watch it, it's gonna be breaking news: Big Ten coming back tonight. And they're going to take all the chicken away from the NBA.
I think we're going to hear it during the show, which means you guys are locked and loaded to the very right place. Are we going to have all five Power 5 conferences playing this season? Delvin, so what's your ultimate prediction, Delvin? They're going to be in? Everyone's going to be in, the Big Ten?
I think everybody's going to be in. To play for the Big Ten. I think everybody's going to be in. I think some feelings got hurt, and some people said, we're not playing against y'all that don't play. But I think some feelings got hung. I think cooler heads are going to prevail, and all the Big Ten's going to play. But I think it's going to take some few weeks. I think you got some cases. Some people had spikes in cases. You probably see teams waited like next week to practice and wait, you know, like next Monday or something like that to practice, and then everybody start practicing, and like they say, started October, mid-October, I guess, play the first game, which is going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. By the way, Delvin, I always feel like when you call, cooler heads prevail, and I appreciate that about you, sir.
I hope we do get the breaking news during the show, Mark, but I just got a feeling they're going to do it tonight. You know how they do crazy breaking news? They do it at something like, you ready to watch the NBA, then next thing you know, breaking news, the Big Ten come back. Really? Really, I'm about to get ready to watch the NBA game. You're going to do it now? Now I got to flip back and forth between the NBA and Sports Center.
I hear you, buddy. Thanks for the call, Delvin. I hear you, buddy. Thank you very much. Let's keep it rolling. And Fred in Traveler's Rest is up next. Fred, thanks for the call, pal. You're Offsides.
How you doing? It's nice talking to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Who are you talking to, Fred? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, man.
What's my name, Fred?
You're right there.
What's my name? What's my name, Fred?
Your name's Mark.
Now, boom, and the truth shall set you free. I didn't think you remembered. Go ahead, buddy.
The guy before you is Rob. You're Mark.
Yes, sir.
You're the more nuanced guy. He's the funnier guy.
Oh, well, thank you. I agree with you, by the way. I agree with you.
You're more the knowledgeable guy. You can rub that in tomorrow.
I agree with you.
Who thought chickens need roosters to have eggs. Okay. All right, so this is what I'm hearing, okay, is that the vote first time around at Big Ten was 11 not to play, 3 to play, okay? And now what's happened is that number has become reversed. There's 3 or 4 that are voting not to play, and there's 10 or 11 voting to play, okay? The ones that are not going to play, it seems, unfortunately for me, is going to be Michigan, okay? And in the area of who gives a crap is Maryland and Northwestern and maybe Michigan State, okay? Wisconsin's on the fence. And what's happening, what I hear is that, and of course I have any sources, right, that the coaches of these teams are going bonkers, saying if the other teams are playing, we're going to get killed in recruiting, okay? Because part of actually playing games is recruiting, okay?
I got you.
And so that's the big problem is that they want to have a unified approach, and Michigan and Northwestern and Michigan State, who have presidents who are scientists or have medical degrees, are saying absolutely no. All right.
Well, I get all of that. I get all that. Wait, Fred, hold up. All right. Sure. Do you? You're in the movie? What's the movie called? Okay. What is it about? Oh, you should never do that. You should never do that. You should never fall in love with a guy you don't know what he looks like. No, I don't agree. I don't agree. Fred, I'm sorry. I don't agree.
So is this the Manti Te'o story?
Yeah, is this the Manti Te'o story, Fred? Is there catfishing involved here? I got you. I'm going to check it out. Fred, appreciate the call, brother. Appreciate the call. In actuality, the initial vote was 10-4. Okay, 10-4 against playing was the vote from the Big Ten. And if they have a 10-4 now for playing in the Big Ten, what might happen is you have 4 teams not playing. You might play a 9-game season. What is the cutoff for the number of games that the rest of college football will allow for the Big Ten to be able to play in the postseason in the college football playoff? Is it 8? Is it 9? You got to play at least 8 games, right?
I hope Fred's wrong. I hope Michigan actually plays. I want a chance to see them lose to Ohio State again.
Same, man. Absolutely the same. Completely and totally agree on that front. All right. Coming up next, on a scale of 1 to 10, after game 1, where is Clemson in terms of its national title readiness? That's next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Going to call a quick little audible here on the show because we got a text that says, Mark, please take a moment to explain why the Spanish commentator was fired by the Panthers for being a Trump supporter. And I got this article here from Lonzo during the show. Lonzo found it, sent it over to me. Thank you, Lonzo. And the announcer is Luis Moreno Jr., and he's a Trump supporter. And he started posting, started retweeting President Trump, started sharing things. Sometime in April, Moreno Jr. says he retweeted a tweet from his personal Twitter account that was supportive of Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Shortly thereafter, he says he was tagged in a tweet along with several other Trump supporters. He was contacted by Eric Fittleman, the radio and television affiliate manager for the Carolina Panthers. And they said that the team was requesting that he remove any information related to the Panthers from his bios on his personal social media accounts. So here is why this is completely and totally okay by the Carolina Panthers. Your employer has the right to request what you can and can't talk about. You know, let me tell you something. I got an email when I worked at Sports Radio 610 in Houston from our program director, was sent to everybody in programming. And he said, if you guys keep talking politics on this station, you're not going to be heard on this station. We got that email. Your employer has the right to decide who they want on the station and who they don't. And a lot of times they just don't want divisiveness. It's not a side thing. It's not a left or right thing. So anyway, there you go. Taylor Estes is on the flip side with breaking news potentially surrounding the Big Ten. Here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, we are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.